For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. Another levee has breached as high water levels make their way down the flooding Missouri River. Buchanan County, Missouri Emergency Director of Management Bill Brinton says an agriculture levee breached around 11 this morning just across the river from Atchison, Kansas, where the river is expected to crest at record levels. The Missouri towns of Winthrop and Lewis and Clark Village are at risk of taking on water as the size of the breach grows. But Brinton says most of the 200 people who live in the area already left. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the levee is one of about 20 that have breached in Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska. Crests in St. Joseph, Missouri are expected to be the third highest on record, although only about half a dozen homes in the city aren't protected by a federal levee. Columbia's two mayoral candidates talked largely about policy at a Wednesday night forum, including some issues that have received little to no attention at recent forums. The Columbia Missourian Report's Mayor Brian Treese and challenger Chris Kelly fielded questions about how to help people with mental illness, whether to consolidate some City of Columbia and Boone County services, and tax incentives, among other topics. The forum, which also featured the three candidates for Columbia School Board, was hosted by the League of Women's Voters of Columbia Boone County in the Columbia Public Library Friends Room. It was moderated by Renee Hulsoff of KFRU. Questions were provided by the League and the audience, which about 70 people was standing room only. Local elections take place April 2nd. The company owning a duck boat that sank on a Missouri lake last summer, killing 17 people, announced today it won't operate the vessels this year because of the ongoing investigation. The Columbia Missourian reports it will instead open a replacement attraction in the tourist town of Branson. Ripley Entertainment spokesperson declined to comment on whether the boats would ever float again on Table Rock Lake, saying that the company is focused on 2019 and hasn't confirmed plans for the future. The new attraction, called Branson Top Ops, will include indoor laser tag, an interactive outdoor maze with barriers, and a tower. She says work will begin soon and that the venue is expected to open for Memorial Day weekend. She says 10% of the year's proceeds, with a minimum amount of $100,000, will be donated to local first responders such as police and firefighters. A gas leak at Columbia's Our Lady of Lourdes School this morning caused a delay, start time, and an evacuation of the building. The Columbia Missourian reports at Our Lady of Lourdes Interparish School, some parents and faculty noticed a smell around the school during student drop-off time at 7:30 this morning. Later, it was found to be a gas leak. Upon calling Ameren, Missouri, Principal Elaine Hassimer had everyone evacuate the building. The local BMW dealership near the school agreed to house the children until the issue was fixed. The 631 children, 60 staff members and parents who were unable to start their cars in fear of causing a spark, were out of the school and safe within an hour. Ameren found a small valve leak on the roof, but it was not big enough to create the strong smell floating around the school. It is still uncertain where the smell was coming from, Hassimer said. Students and faculty sat in the dealership for about an hour before being able to return to school. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.